for the handful of kids outside the Birmingham Jefferson Convention Complex. It's mainly fun and games as they play along with some local band members who came down to entertain the evacuees. But some of these kids, here and at other evacuation shelters in north central Alabama, will be stepping to the beat of a different drum very soon. They and their parents are making the transition from evacuees of New Orleans or Mississippi to temporary residents of Alabama. And that requires parents to enroll them in school that's already started, school systems that are hundreds of miles from home. 10-year-old fourth grader Rashana Williams taps her feet to the beat as she looks on, still dazed and quiet, from a week of monumental movement and displacement.
You're going to go to school here in Birmingham?
Yay.
So, I mean, are you looking forward to it? Or you think you're going to like it here?
Yay.
Her mom, Melissa Williams, says their home in Orleans Parish, Louisiana, is gone.
Everything was destroyed.
So you're going to be here for a few months?
Yeah. We was going to Florida, but so happened we happened to stop in Birmingham, and people were so, you know, nice to us and everything, so we decided to stay.
She says they'll be in Birmingham for a few months, and in the meantime, they'll be enrolling Rashana in school. So far, more than 300 students have enrolled in Birmingham area school systems.
We're used to responding to people in need and helping our neighbors out in Jefferson County.
Dr. Pam Weed is Director of Student Services for Jefferson County Schools. She says her school system has responded before to people affected by natural disasters, namely the F5 tornado that destroyed Oak Grove High School in 1998.
And I think that has helped us in this situation be able to deal with and be respectful of the people who are coming, who have also been displaced, because we know how it feels to be displaced.
Weed says Jefferson County Schools expect more than 100 enrollees by the time new registration wanes. In other areas, the situation and the stories are the same. 38-year-old Star Rooney and her family from Mandeville, Louisiana, escaped the devastation when the warnings of a Category 5 hurricane came blaring on the radio the Sunday before Katrina hit.
We just threw some clothes in the bag and we said we're going to go up north. We didn't actually know where we were going. We were following a friend of ours and we went to their mother-in-law's house. We stayed there for a couple days and then got in touch with some really great friends of ours.
Those friends are the Kahns. They live in Hoover, and now so do the Rooneys. The Rooneys are luckier than most. They can probably salvage and return to their suburban New Orleans home, but it'll take months for repairs to be made to their home, and that means the Rooneys had to make a decision about what to do with their four school-aged kids.
I wasn't going to put the kids in school. I was hoping, you know, still had that hope that we would be able to go back next week or two, and it just doesn't seem that way. So then you really have to just step forward and continue to live your life, and our children are the most important, that they stay in an environment that they're used to.
The circumstances of the Rooney's displacement and the displacement of thousands of Katrina evacuees in Alabama mean otherwise stringent registration rules are being brushed aside for now. In an email message sent to every school system in Alabama, State School Superintendent Dr. Joe Morton made it clear that students be admitted to Alabama schools even without proper immunization or medical forms. The memo cites the federal McKinney-Vento Act, which ensures educational rights and protections for homeless children. It is a law that requires schools to remove barriers to enrollment and attendance. But one thing the school systems are making sure is that evacuees reside within their districts, and in the ebb and flow of finding new homes or temporary shelter, those who fled the storm have a better chance of going from place to place to place.
You know, the residency could move around.
Hoover City School spokesman Pat Morrow says because of Katrina, residence is loosely defined.
When I say residence, I'm not speaking of just a house. Obviously, we can be talking about staying at a church. They may have an apartment that they have just rented. They may be staying at a Holiday Inn. But so long as they are able to show us their intention of a residency and that there's some documentation that would indicate where they are, if it's within the borders of Hoover, then they're certainly welcome in Hoover City Schools.
Morrow says Hoover schools have had more than 70 enrollments in the past week alone, and more are expected. In Birmingham, school officials counted more than 100 this week. Jefferson County's Dr. Pam Weed says her system, and most, will adapt to the influx of new students. Many will be temporary. Some will stay for a while. But she says in a crisis of Katrina's magnitude, what's a handful more students to help families get their lives back in order?
Schools are crowded, but everybody's schools are crowded. We don't have, you know, we're short on books and paper, and but everybody's in that same situation. But we make it. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. We've got several procedures in place for enrollment that will ease the transition for students. I think, to me, the worst ones are the seniors.
Seniors, she says, who are unsure of their scholastic future, who in many cases lost their high school and are unsure of what to do after they graduate from a school that, up until last week, they had no idea existed. I'm Steve Chiotakis.